Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Martha's Vineyard community is in mourning today and is stunned over the loss of longtime local figure F. Patrick Gregory, Pat Gregory. Stunned because of the way Gregory died. He was murdered, killed on a remote hiking trail in Northern California when he and a friend were confronted, robbed, and then shot by a still unknown assailant who's still at large. The friend survived, but Pat Gregory died on the trail. For 23 years, Gregory was the West Tisbury town moderator. He was just at the podium for town meeting in April. He was also a longtime teacher, shop owner, and was an active community volunteer. Flags fly at half-staff today in West Tisbury. To talk about community reaction and Pat Gregory, we spoke this morning with Julia Wells, editor of the Vineyard Gazette newspaper.
The news trickled in on Saturday afternoon by word of mouth. It was just an odd, the way the news got reported. That it was reported on a news site in California, but the names had not been released. So it, you know, came to the island by word of mouth first. And the Gazette, we got confirmation late Saturday from law enforcement authorities that Pat Gregory had died in this homicide and robbery. So we then reported a story on our website, and then the news went all around. And Sunday morning, I don't think it's overstating it to say that a pall was cast over the island.
Why is that?
People were stunned and speechless and struggling to make sense of it. You know, I think part of it is that you've heard and read that Pat Gregory was a well-known figure here. He was the town moderator in West Tisbury. He was a civic leader. He owned a business in Vineyard Haven. He served on many nonprofit boards. He also coached many of our children in soccer and taught them math in elementary school before he became a businessman. His own children grew up here and were educated in the schools here. His relationship with the Vineyard was not distant. It was close. And he died in a distant place of a random act of violence, and people are struggling to make sense of that.
I'm sure part of it has to revolve around the fact that, generally speaking, the Vineyard is a very peaceful and gentle place. And yet, as you say, Pat, this well-known guy, dies in an incredibly violent fashion 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, there's no question about that. The Vineyard is, we have a lot of petty crime here, but there's violent crime is extremely rare. And there's a sense of safety and security on the island. That's why families move here and live here. And so I think this also, I'm hearing that in some of the expressions in recent days from people, that, you know, that sort of burst that bubble a little for people. I'd say that now people are also grieving. There's an outpouring of comments on our website that are, everyone is signing their name and speaking to what a person Pat was, and also to this sense of loss. There is a sense of mourning, I think. The flags are flying at half-staff in West Tisbury. Flowers were placed on the steps of the building where his business was housed. There was a gathering at a beach on Sunday night where people just stood in a circle and held hands. It's like the whole island is wrapping its arms around the Gregory family right now.
How is Pat Gregory going to be remembered, and how long do you think it's going to take the island to get over this?
I think it's going to take the island a while to get over this. I think that also there's no more information at the moment, and there are no plans at the moment for a memorial service because the family's still out in California dealing with the situation. So I think this will leave an indelible mark on the Vineyard, and I think it'll take time. I think there will be a service, and it will be huge, and people will, you know, grieve more.
Julia Wells, editor of the Vineyard Gazette, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning, and helping us remember Pat Gregory and understanding how one person's death can affect an entire community.
Thanks so much, Bob.